You are listening to the Leading Legal Podcast. I am your host, Michael Reed, the podcast server. Server Nation, what we're going to be talking about today is something that I just think is awesome. So I've been using ClickFunnels and figuring out and learning all about value offers and how the psychology behind why people make the decisions that they do online when they decide to purchase, when they decide to use you or bounce off your website onto somebody else's website, taking their money instead of giving it to you, giving it to someone else. So value offers are key, right? And you learn that when you follow Russell Brunson and different people who teach value offers. But I just had this thought today and it like hit me like a ton of bricks. Like I got these really cool business cards and every time anyone looks at them, they're like, wow, these are nice. And like it's like a card, almost like the size of a credit card kind of. And I have my logo and everything on them. And so I thought, wouldn't it be cool if you had, how do you give a value offer on a business card? Like someone gets your business card, it's kind of like, hey, thanks for giving me your junk, your swag, or your whatever it is. Like it ends up in the center console of your car or something. So I was thinking like how can I, so when I make a really nice card, that's kind of what I'm doing is I'm saying, yeah, I spent too much money on a card, basically. Anyone who's an entrepreneur is going to be like, well, you could have spent that money better elsewhere. But your image is everything. And so value offer, how can I combine this old thing, business cards, right? How can I combine having a business card and a value offer? My first thought was like, I could put coupons on the back of them, right? And as soon as that idea came in my mind, it fleeted away. I was like, no, I'm not having coupon. Like that feels like the Dollar Tree marketing, right? So right away I was like, no. But then I started thinking, I was like, wait a second, what if on the back of my card, I showed what's called social confirmations. People know that I know somebody. So like, let's say I could totally do this. I go into like one of the fanciest restaurants, like Fish Street Steakhouse. And you could do this in a really elegant way. You could say in my local town, Fifth Street Steakhouse is like $100 a plate and everybody knows it, you know? And so what I could do is be like, you know, a night at Fifth Street Steakhouse. And so anybody who sees my card, they're going to look at that right away and they're going to know, oh, this guy's, free dinner at Fifth Street Steakhouse. This is awesome. This is exactly what I need. So this guy's giving me value right away. So they're going to take my business card and they're going to say, okay, maybe they won't call me right away, but you know, they're going to go to that restaurant and say, someone gave me this card. He told me he knows you. And what you do is you tell the restaurant owner, like, I'm going to send a lot of people to you. And, I'm going to pay for, can you give me a discount on their meals if I pay for their meals, once a month or whatever, you'll rack up a bill with him. And so what's going to happen though is you're providing that value. It is an expensive way, but it's a way that you're going to, you would give these cards to some of these people who would, what they call your 100, those top clients that you want to land, you're providing them value. They're going to go out and have dinner with their wife, or bring someone they care about, and take them out for dinner and they're going to have an experience. There's much more value in giving away positive experiences than giving away money or giving away value, some kind of monetary thing. So just keep that in mind. And that was my short message. I just wanted to share it before I forgot about it. And I hope that was helpful. If you guys try this, let me know. And also go on the website, processserverdaily.com, and check out the podcast. We got a few podcasts on there. And submit, you can go down, scroll down and click on ask me a question, and your question will be aired on my podcast. So I hope this was helpful. You guys stay safe out there and let's grow this thing. All right, thanks for listening.